not sure for me where Waynesville's at. Of course, I'm close to Greenville, South Carolina, but Waynesville, I should probably know because I've been all through that state. But I'm wondering if it's like close to Asheville that way, or which way is it going?
Best cars, Hamfest is July the 26th. It'll be up there at the, gosh, I can't think of the name of the place. It's old fairgrounds up there in Waynesville. But that's a little north of Asheville. If you go up 26 to 40, get on 40 and go west towards Tennessee, you get up there to Waynesville, and there's several different ways you can get in and out of there. But if you go to WCARR/SClub.org, you can find their information on the web that way.
I got most of that down, and maybe I'll run into you up there, or the meeting coming up next month.
Meeting in a good while. I need to get back over there and go to a meeting. I try to join them via Zoom meeting every once in a while, but I haven't been to a meeting lately. I'll give you a little background on me real quick. I had a major heart attack March of 2023, and I'm doing great. They carried me straight from the house to the cath lab, and they put a stent in. And the last time I saw the doctor, my surgeon, he said he didn't want to see me again for a year, so I figured that was pretty good news. And I'm doing fine. I do whatever I want to do, and of course, I'm on certain medications that you got to be careful you don't cut yourself, because I've only got blood thinner and, this, that, and the other, and whatnot, medications that I have to take. But I go and do what I want to, and that's the main thing. But I said all that to say that when I had my heart attack, I did not go to any meetings for a good long while, and now I'm just now starting to get back into the swing of things, going to the meetings.
Yeah, Gary, just take your time. We want to keep you around a while, my friend. And, my mom has similar issues with her heart, and it ain't easy, but I guess it's something you got to live through. And but anyway, I can't stay on here too much longer. I need to get in there and check on her, and get something to eat myself, but it's been great talking to you tonight.
I look forward to doing it again, and look forward to getting down there and helping you a little bit. I don't have your phone number. I look back in the SwapNet book here, and I've got your email address, but I don't have your phone number. But I'll shoot you an email, and you can send me your phone number, and I can call you, and we'll get in touch that way, if that's all right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing to give my number over the airwaves, but I would think it would be okay, but might be preferred to do it through the email. I don't know. But thanks, Gary, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Okay, buddy. Well, I get my phone number out over there all the time. And it hasn't affected me at this point in time, I'll put it that way. And I've been doing this for, been calling the net and the swap net for 20 years, over 20 years now. And like I said, I've given my phone number out a whole bunch of times. But anyway, I'll shoot you an email, and you send me your phone number, and we'll get in touch. And we'll see if we can't get a couple of people together and come down there and work on your antennas in the next few days.
Roger that, Gary. As a matter of fact, thinking about it, nobody's going to be chasing after me. If you got a pen handy, I'll go ahead and give you my number.
I'm ready to copy.
It's
864-201-0729.
0729. I don't know if it's VHF breaking up a lot, but yeah, it's 201. 0729.
I got it there, young man. I'll give you a call. I'll make a couple of calls tomorrow and see who I can round up and when they can come, and then I'll give you a holler and let you know what's going on.
73's W4 SBS clear.
Okay, Brad, we enjoyed it. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
OS, KO4NUE.
Hey, Mr. Chad, what's going on there, young man?
You never guess what me and Chris are doing right now.
They're drinking coffee and shooting the bees.
Out of thermals, and we're out here on the range looking at all these animals tonight. And I'm going to tell you what, this is something else, Gary. I believe I can see you. I can see you all the way to Easley.
There's too much dirt between us.
Out of thermal sites, and we out here. We're going to probably start doing some coyote hunting. But I'm going to tell you what, this is something else here, bud. You need to come up here and check this out.
Will you let me know when? You know I'll be there.
Things to figure out. We got to get the platform set up, but we got the sites in place. Just trying to figure everything out. And we got us a coyote call, and it's got a Chris was messing with it today, and it's got a werewolf call on it just for a joke, you know. So we're gonna play a little trick on his sister here in a couple of nights, get her out here and trigger that werewolf call. And then I'll probably just act like the gator won't start. Oh, that'd be a good one, won't it?
Oh, my word. Well, that's something me and Chris have to talk about. We need to sneak over to your place and wait two or 3 o'clock in the morning and set that thing off and wake you up.
I don't think y'all want to do that, Gary.
Oh, yeah, we do, remotely.
An hour in that cabin, I don't think I'd do that.
Well, you know, he's a real close friend of mine. He's pretty smart with electronics. He built this little thing and gave it to me, and I can use it, use an HT to trigger it remotely, and it, I won't be nowhere close. Hey, brother. You doing all right? I know y'all having fun.
Yeah, we having a ball. We've used IR in the military over the years, but we've never done anything with thermal. And it's pretty doggone interesting. So I can see thermos of hot coffee sitting on the gator and just seeing what we can see. We after coyotes, but we just trying to figure things out tonight.
That's absolutely fantastic. You're down there at the range, or you're down there at the cabin?
Down here at the range. When Helene come through, it washed the range. It's pretty much cut the range off from the property, so we've got some equipment up here trying to get, we got a road across, but Helene washed most of the backfill away, so we don't have a lot to backfill with, but we do have a road across, and like I said, we're just out here spotting, see what we can see with the thermals, and seen quite a few interesting things tonight, so we're gonna keep practicing with it and see what we can do.
Playing there, young man. But has Chris been using that loader? We got it, got the starter put on it, and got the fuel leak stopped. Has he been using that? Work on that washout down there at the range. I've been over there. I saw all of that. And I tell you what, that was
a
lot of water.
What we're going to do is get him on the loader. The range is, if you look at it, it's kind of like there's not a lot of backfill, but if you look at it close, the range has come up in elevation probably around 3 to 5 inches of just sediment. So I think we'll get him on the loader and just push, you know, do all the heavy work and just push berms up to the washout, and then I'll just take the Bobcat and backfill. Just let that loader do all the heavy stuff.
Need new geotechnics up there and big old concrete slabs that he's got up there. It used to be a bridge, and we can kind of cut them up in smaller pieces and use that for backfill.
We thought about it. We thought about putting trees in it. We thought about putting the pillars in it, but I don't know. It's just a lot of dirt, and I don't know where we're gonna get it all. But like I said, we got a road across, and that'll have to be enough for now. But I've got the road straightened out at the deer camp, and got the ditches straightened out, and went fishing the other day, actually. Caught some, hand-sized brim out of there. I've never fished it. Owned it for about 10 years, never fished it. But caught a couple of panfish, had them for supper. So that worked out pretty good, I guess. Got a couple of beavers up there messing with the dam. I'm gonna have to do something about that before they tear the dam up anymore. But other than that, all is well. Had some issues with the cabin. I had to straighten out. Solar grid quit functioning some time ago, so I've been trying to straighten all that out too. But about got it worked out. It's just a lot of work.
Completely, I really do. And if you need any help over there, just give me a holler. I don't mind riding over there. It ain't that far, and I'll help you what I can.
If what
I can, I'll aggravate you.
About time to have a breakfast. I think last time we had breakfast up here was a couple years ago, but I think it's getting about that time. I got up this morning early, about 4 o'clock, fixed a big old pot of coffee, and had some bacon and eggs. And boy, I'm telling you, that sure was nice. But anyway. Well, listen, he spotted something here, so we're going to go take a look at it. Gary, it's nice talking to you. I'll be in touch, and let's get together and sit around and fellowship for a little bit. KI4DOS, KO4NUE, and KO4QLG clear.
Take care, and enjoy that thermal over there tonight. And next time you're going to do that, give me a call. I'll ride over there, and I'd love to see that set up. I really would. I think it would be very interesting, and see what we can see, and especially if some coyotes come out. I'd love to shoot a couple of those. that are wild pigs, anyway. I don't care. I'm not going to shoot deer tonight, though. I like my hunting license too much for that. Chad, y'all take care. Tell Chris I said hey, and y'all be careful. Have a good time, and we'll talk to you later. 73, my friend. KO4NUE, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. The additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet call, KI4DOS. I'll wrap it up. Give me a minute, and I'll submit my net report here electronically, and we'll finish closing the net out. Grand total of 62 tonight. Appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of rider's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for all those folks that checked in with us. We will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS clear.